This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, how did the cattle market do today?
Cattle market was fantastic, Leslie. Today makes a second straight session that the entire cattle complex closed with triple-digit gains. The buying again dominated today's trading. Thursday's trading volume in the feeders was the largest we'd seen in a long time at almost 29,000 contracts. At midday today, choice box beef was down $3.12. Select boxes down 19. Total movement was 124 loads. Daily cattle kill 106,000 head, and the weekly kill estimated 552,000. Lean hogs traded and closed mixed today. We do not have settlements yet, but February cattle last trade was, December cattle up $2.05. February cattle $1.57 higher. Jan feeders $2.92 higher. March feeders up $4.25, and Feb lean hogs 7 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The hardest working folks we know are farmers and ranchers, and GoBob Pipe and Steel is committed to finding ways to save you time and money. GoBob is always looking for equipment and materials that will help you do the many chores you have faster and for less. GoBob is now offering pipe for corral fencing that's up to 25% cheaper than what other pipe dealers have to offer. For example, a 2-inch OD pipe with an extra heavy wall for 88 cents a foot, or a 2 3/8-inch OD pipe, also with an extra heavy wall for $1.33 per foot. GoBob Pipe and Steel invites you to compare those prices with anybody. And if cows are involved, GoBob is the one to call for fencing and cattle equipment. We invite you to call the knowledgeable customer service representatives at GoBob Pipe and Steel for more details at 877-851-2365. And please use our website as a tool for your business, www.gobobpipe.com.
Tom, what's going on in the grain market?
Well, Leslie, as they say, what goes up must eventually come down, and that is exactly what occurred today in our wheat futures trade and close, as selling took place also in our corn and soybean futures today. Profit-taking and the lack of fund buying is what pressured the wheat futures lower today, and we have been holding them also at a very lofty level, so they was due to see a correction. Now, keep in mind, next week, trading will be shortened due to the Christmas holiday. On the close today, we saw the March KC wheat 17¾ cents lower, July KC down 16¼, March Chicago wheat 23 cents lower, March corn down a half a penny, July corn down a quarter of a penny, January soybeans down 4½, March down 4¾, and March cotton 7 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.